My name is R.W. Smith, and you are listening to The Artica Podcast. I'm talking with Laura Barkley, the board president of Artica. We are at the Third Space building. I love this space. It's a bar. It's like an old converted bar, but it's still a bar. I'm here talking with Laura about this story. The move, the issues of what's going on with Artica. And Artica is a nonprofit arts organization. I like to call it's like an arts community organization because you guys do a lot in the community. So can you tell me about Artica, Laura?
Sure can. Artica started in 2002. It really was born as a collective of a bunch of artists that were going to collaborated and share their work regularly at a social gathering called Spaghetti Dinner Night. I was not a part of that, by the way, until after the first Artica happened, to be honest. I found out about it after. A bunch of artists wanted to do something creative, collaborative together that they don't normally do, and that first festival happened. And it was amazing and it was magical. I met a bunch of people that day because I found out about it in a tiny little RFT classified ad and went, and it was amazing.
So we are in an art space. What's going on here tonight at Third Space?
Tonight at Third Space. It is the first official night of projecting, and there are some Third Space members and guests making Kokodama balls, which are little plants in balls of clay, dirt wrapped in moss with little plants growing out of them. You can suspend and hang.
Okay. Wow.
They're having a great time.
Nag, Wednesday, July 3rd. Tomorrow's the 4th, and you are going to give us some information, but hold on to it. I want to talk about Third Space because I guess Artica is here now.
Well, Artica, this space, this building was owned before Carrie and I, my wife Carrie Goodson and I bought it, was owned by Hap Phillips and Nita Turnage, who were the executive director and technical director of Artica from basically 2002 through 2016. They're the people that really made it happen around for a long time. There's a lot of people helping. I was there from a lot of it, but this was their space. They moved on to other things back in 2016. And my wife and I, excited about the building, purchased it from them. But it's always been kind of the home office / kind of bat cave for Artica in a lot of ways.
Okay.
Still does.
Okay. Can you talk to me about the Near North Riverfront site?
So, yeah, Artica, almost every year, from 2002 through 2023, with one exception, 2008, was in the Near North Riverfront, adjacent to the Continental Exchange Building. The actual footprint, where and what lots and what blocks, it changed a lot. That area changed a lot over the years. It looked like a very different locations over time. But and in 2008 was the one exception. Some interrupts happened. We couldn't use the site. We were on the actual cobblestones between the river and the arch, just north of the Poplar Street Bridge for that one year. But come the beginning of 2024, we'd been using in the last 2 years through the good graces of the owner of the main lots, which was actually a bank, Busey Bank, found out in February that they had sold the property.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Big surprise. Every year, there was always like, maybe you can use it, maybe you can't. I'll let you know later. And we would kind of have a backup plan sort of together. And sometimes we had a firm backup plan. Sometimes it was kind of more theoretical. But February alert, the land was sold. And come the beginning of March, we made contact with the new owner, and they said we could not have it there.
So you're seeing the area changed.
Yes.
Do you think Artica had something to do with that?
Well, it changed a lot for a lot of reasons. I mean, the physical appearance of the lot changed a whole bunch, you know, between around 2009, around that 2008 when things happened there, because there was a ton of earth added to some of the fields that were excavated during the construction of the new wing of the St. Louis Art Museum. And they were dumped in that area, and it changed the heights of the fields. It actually buried some of the variety of the levels and some roads and some old building remains that made a lot of weird sights of the Artica area and turned it more level and field-like. Eventually, there was mounds and create chaos in that transition, to be honest, but it's and during that chaos and transition to mounds, it was a very different sight. But all of these changes were kind of part of the adventure of having a festival there every year.
So, can you tell me what kind of artists, what sort of art goes on at Artica?
Whatever anybody wants to do.
Okay.
And it has really been, it was inspired by artists, that visual artists, musicians, poets, that wanted to do something that they don't normally do, something experimental outside of what they did every day. And that's kind of being a big part of what we always encourage. So, and it's always really been very driven by who is excited, interested to do something. If you're excited to do something creative at Artica, we're going to say yes and try to help you make it happen.
Okay.
As best we can.
I just saw some plays that your deadline had just passed.
We have a lot of deadlines on our calendar. There's a lot of things that happen and kind of have to happen in order to make Artica work. Getting the word out to artists, getting grants written to get money in so we can try to fund the artists and fund other expenses that happen.
Yes.
The bigger Artica gets, the bigger expenses
happen. So June 30th was that deadline?
Well, we had... it was a deadline for a couple of things.
Okay.
But what we managed to find out was, without the new location, we've been hunting for a new location for a very long time, and the call to artists had been out, and we had expected to close it and had many volunteers, independent people around the city that are going to review the proposals, the independent jurors that are going to review them all and decide who gets what money. It's all scheduled and planned to review them all on July 14th. But a big part of Artica has also always been site-specific art. People like install things in corners or in the location that are kind of take inspiration from the site and the location and that area or that corner or that tree or that piece of building or that view in the distance. And it's even in some of the criteria that we pass on to the jurors to do an evaluation. But nobody could find, no artist could review the site because we hadn't made it public, because we hadn't made a decision, because we couldn't.
Wow. So there's a lot of things going on here today.
Can you
tell me what's actually going on here today?
The Kokodama ball. They're making plant balls. The Kokodama balls.
Okay.
Did we talk about? I forget if we talked about the Kokodama balls earlier. I guess we did. Yeah. My wife's been planning that all week, and moss is being delivered in packages and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get back to this location. So. You guys were asked to leave. By the way, I'm R.W. Smith, and this is the Artica Podcast. I'm talking with Laura Barkley about the site change of Artica. And we were talking about how they kind of lost the lease.
Yeah, well, we never had a lease. We'd always got to use the land for free. It has always been, it's just in the good graces of the owner. And I can't fault anybody for us not giving us use of blocks and blocks of land for use for a couple of weeks for free.
For free, wow.
I mean, it's been a wonderful boon, created opportunities for artists. It's been a wonderful experience. And we always knew it could change.
You had a good run.
Yeah.
And now it's time for change.
Yes.
So are you ready?
Oh my God.
For the announcement?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
So where is Artica going to be for 2024?
Artica 2024 is just flipping on the south side of the arch. It is going to be at the corner, at a field adjacent to the corner of Cedar and 2nd Street in Shoto's Landing, just south of the arch grounds.
Wow. Okay. A historical spot too.
Yeah, it is. And it is a beautiful spot. You are closer to the city than we were.
Yeah.
We have a closer view of the arch.
Okay.
There is yet still a giant, beautiful, iconic power tower adjacent to us that is red, striped red and white.
Okay.
With giant buildings in the background and a 3 or 4 block walk to the actual water, to the actual river, and that we can get to it. Because of the interesting closures in the near north and around Lacleese Landing in the last several years, Artica had, there's always been a traditional part of Artica connecting to the river, going to the river, and we couldn't get to it. We can from here.
Yes. So this is better.
Change is hard. It's going to be different. It is a smaller plot of land that we've used in a long time than we have in the last couple of years. That big field adjacent to the Cotton Belt Exchange really was a giant area.
Okay.
But we are going to be able to, and we have a lot of these things are plans. We have tentative yeses from like the city that we can close certain streets. We haven't finished that paperwork today. We got the final approval from the St. Louis Fire Department that they preferred that this site was a safe and good location for us to proceed with, and that was the last nugget of approval we needed to make a final decision.
Nice, nice. Is there parking?
It is going to have much better parking than Artica's ever had. It is not like there's parking lots around, but there is oodles and oodles and oodles of parking all around the area.
Okay. Any buildings on the plot?
Not that'll be incorporated as part of the festival. The use of the property, by the way, is thank you from the Good Development Group, who is doing a real estate development in the area, and it's their goodwill that is making this available to us. And along with that, there is a building we're going to have use for volunteer support and storage, but it's not going to be part of the festival itself.
Nice. Can you announce that address again?
We're going to the corner of Cedar Street and 2nd Street.
Cedar and 2nd Street. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. To be honest, Cedar Street wasn't even a thing on my radar. Yeah. You know, I didn't know the name. I didn't really know where it is, but it is, look it up. It is easy to find.
How did it come about?
We looked at a lot of locations, and I'm not going to go through all the possibilities and all the stories and all the things, but this place kept calling to us. It was when we were looking around the city, looking at areas and thinking about other creative things that had happened around, and the south side of the arch was something we were thinking about. It's close to, but not adjacent to where Paint Louis happens in the Miracle Mile.
Oh.
It's about 3 blocks west and 2 or 3 blocks north of that.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Interesting. So are you closer to the river?
No, we are not. Because it used to be like adjacent to the river. It used to be adjacent to the flood wall. We're like a 3 block walk to get to the flood wall.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. But it's not far. It's pretty close.
I'm wondering maybe you guys can do some sort of you and John Harrington, who does Paint Louis.
I hadn't reached out to them about anything yet, and I definitely want to. Just being in the proximity, it's so exciting. I mean, we actually can entertain the idea of being adjacent to that.
Yeah.
But to be honest, there is so much beautiful work on that wall.
Yes.
And so it's massive to be and to try to. I can't even imagine installing a piece of art next to that. It would almost feel competitive. It would be strange. Many things would be amazing, but I think where we are going to have it, it's going to be amazing.
I'm
going to
be honest with you. I like the idea of being able to walk from one art installation to the next. You know, I mean, it makes St. Louis St. Louis. You know,
it's actually I think we are as close to the Miracle Mile location. It's as close to the Miracle Mile as to the arch grounds themselves.
Yeah. And you can see the arch. Nice, nice. What's the process of getting artists? You're about to...
For figuring out which artists are going to get artists. Okay, we have the... I mean, it's artist-driven. We have the proposal process out of the world for... We spend a lot of time raising funds through grants from the Regional Arts Commission, Missouri Arts Council, many other organizations, private donations from citizens and artists and contributors and supporters of Artica, and we, as much as we can, we allocate to go to artists. Yes, and then we have the proposal process online, of which we have several applications right now. Then we figure out how much of the money we've raised and is going to come in, we can dedicate to that, to paying the artist. And then we had a group of independent jurors that are not part of staff or board or paid, a volunteer to come, and they'll review them all. We'll say, here's how much money you can give them. Here's the proposals. You figure it out. Everybody that's involved with making Artica happen, whether you're on the board or a volunteer or in kind of volunteer staff or even a little paid gig here or there, can have a lot of like a personal attachment, investment in the idea, or have their own vision of what's great about Artica or not. And it is, I think, the fairest thing for artists is to let everybody that isn't have those decisions made by people that are not directly involved. And we can't be objective.
Yes.
And let me tell you, it's that, and also it is a lot to ask of these volunteers that are going to be during reviewing the proposals. It is a two things. It's a lot of work. It's going to be a lot of reading. It is a lot of reading, a lot of reviewing, and a lot of discussing. And but at the end of the day, it is, to my mind, one of the funnest things in the world you can do, because you get to give a pile of money to artists.
Can you give me an approximate number? How many artists applied?
Okay, here's another thing. Two things. We currently, I will share that, there are 88 proposals.
Wow.
There was more than, there was, I think there was about 58 or 56 last year. This is a big, this is more than a 50% increase. This is a big
jump. Wow. That's, yeah. That's amazing.
It is. It is. It is. It's a lot. And let's see what else we have. But, you know, we didn't make that site. We are just now making the location public.
Yeah.
Site-specific art has always been a part of it. Now that we have the location, we are going to finally schedule a site visit this Sunday and Tuesday. Sunday okay. afternoon and Tuesday evening, and give artists a minute, a chance to go take a look. And we're going to open the call to artists up for a magical 3 days or for people to submit art. So we're going to get some more proposals.
So more artists are going to be able to apply?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you, yeah. Are you guys suckers for punishment? What's going on?
Well, we got it. It's amazing how many proposals are on this year. And this the drama of the location, which I haven't gone out in public and not had this conversation or had that question since March when we found out the location was lost. I know you heard there was some media coverage on both NPR and RFT. We got on the radio and in the paper, and it was wonderful because it gave a lot of attention to the problems we're having. And there are challenges to this new location. And it's been a huge battle to find a location that was going to support Artica in a good way. There's been a lot of places we could have done it, but it would have been not Artica. It's going to be a different no matter what, but it would have been, we'd have lost something. Right.
I love the fact that it was in North City, but I'm not sad that it's going to be in South City now.
I don't disagree. You know, we had a lot of love in the Near North Riverfront. They, not just the site and just, you know, people around. There's some unhoused in the community there. They were a big part of helping make Artica happen. Local business owners, like they're at the Kerr Foundation and some other businesses around, were huge parts of what made it work. And that community relationship just there was always growing and getting better. And we're not going to... giving that up was really is hard. Losing that. Hopefully they, hopefully they still are part of the Artica family in some way.
Okay, so I don't want to upset anybody, but I want to ask you a personal question. Okay, mm-hmm. Tell me, out of all the years you've been doing this, what is the piece of art that really stood out to you?
Oh man, there's so many. There's so many. It's been so long. There's so many different things that were so amazing.
Anything at the top of mind?
You know, there's, you know what? The one, you said that, yeah, something did flash to my mind. And it was, there was a, traditionally we open kind of the formal parts of Artica on Saturday with the Boat of Dreams Parade, which is a parade where everybody brings a piece of a boat, anything really, made out of biodegradable material, big enough to carry your dreams. We march to the riverfront and fling them into the river for them to be carried down, for their dreams to be answered. And it's beautiful. And a lot of people have interpreted that a lot of different ways. There's a group, but an arts collective that, I don't know if that's really the right term, but a project, ongoing project, and a work by an artist, local artist in St. Louis named Con Christensen, who has collaborated, done a collaborative project with a group of group of people that I think it's unhoused people that are trying to get back to work or other people that are come back. It's a collaborative art project that they work on together, a part of their healing project, a part of their, you know, coming back to society stuff. And they always do really interesting things, beautiful things. And a lot of those projects have been wonderful over the years. But one year, not that long ago, and I can't remember which, and I apologize for that, they had a big, beautiful rope of woven colors of different pieces. And it's almost like multiple ropes that came back into each other and they all tied to each other and it kind of branched out. And everybody was carrying along a piece of it, and then other people in the parade and the walk became part of the rope, and it was almost like they were flowing with the river together with the rope and feeling connected. And it was beautiful.
That's community, man.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful object, and everybody interacted with it in a wonderful way. And it just, and everybody and people in Brown. It wasn't just them that participated and carried it. They invited everybody to come and help hold onto the rope or help carry it. It was amazing. And it was a beautiful object as well. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nice. Again, I'm R.W. Smith. I'm talking to Laura Barkley, the board president of Artica. He just gave the big reveal. Artica is going to be at Cedar and 2nd Street.
In Shodo's Landing.
Shodo's Landing. Nice, nice. Man, thanks for talking. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait for the next Artica. And when is the next Artica?
I mean, the Artica Festival this year is scheduled for, it's going to be October 5th and 6th. We could have October 5th and 6th.
October 5th and 6th, yeah. Man. So how's the weather during that time?
You know, keep my fingers crossed.
How was it last year?
It was wonderful last year. We've had mostly one, it's usually quite wonderful at that time of year, believe it or not, but there's always a big chance for big rain. So
yeah.
Be prepared.
This is St. Louis. Well,
you know, one of the things, it's on a one major large field. It's a very developed grass field, and it's adjacent to some big buildings. And we are going to close to the both Cedar and 2nd Street there, but not just adjacent to the field. It's going to be the X, of which that field is going to be just a off the corner of the big X of two blocks of 2nd Street, two blocks of Cedar. And the goal is to then expand the footprint onto those closures to get more space, but you know, given rain, we'll be on pavement for more of it, so that might help if there's bad weather.
This is the Artica Podcast. Thank you for talking.